Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Nishit Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches development projects worth over 830 crore rupees and flags off three Amrit Bharat Express trains in West Bengal. Filing of nominations for election to BJP's national president to take place today. Six Maoists, including four women cadres, killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district of Chhattisgarh. U.S. President Donald Trump invites Prime Minister Narendra Modi to join Board of Peace to bring lasting peace to Gaza. UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan to visit India today. And in men's cricket, New Zealand beat India by 41 runs in the third ODI to clinch the series 2-1. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched a series of development projects worth over 830 crore rupees at Singur in Hooghly district of West Bengal last evening. Addressing a public gathering, Prime Minister said the development of eastern India is central to the vision of a developed India and asserted that the Union government is consistently working towards this goal.
BJP, Vikas aur Virasat, dono ko mahatva deti hai. विकास और विरासत के इसी मॉडल पर चलते हुए बीजेपी पश्चिम बंगाल के विकास को भी गति देगी.
Referring to his visit to Malda and Hooghly, he said projects worth hundreds of crores were being implemented across West Bengal to strengthen infrastructure and connectivity. Highlighting major rail initiatives, Mr. Modi said the country's first Vande Bharat sleeper train was launched from West Bengal on Saturday, while the state has already received nearly half a dozen Amrit Bharat Express services.
Pashchim Bengal se desh ki pehli Vande Bharat sleeper train prarambh hui hai. बंगाल को करीब आधा दर्जन नई अमृत भारत एक्सप्रेस ट्रेनें भी मिली है. तीन और अमृत भारत एक्सप्रेस ट्रेनें शुरू हुई हैं. इनमें से एक ट्रेन तो मेरे संसदीय क्षेत्र काशी बनारस की बंगाल से कनेक्टिविटी को और मजबूत करेगी.
Prime Minister laid the foundation stone of the extended port gate system at Balaghar, a project that includes an inland water transport terminal and a road overbridge. Mr. Modi said the project would reduce congestion in Kolkata by diverting heavy cargo traffic, improves logistic efficiency and open new economic opportunities for Hooghly and neighbouring areas. Mr. Modi also launched a state-of-the-art electric Kataraman in Kolkata to promote eco-friendly urban river transport and tourism along the Hooghly. The filing of nominations for the election to the BJP national president will take place today. According to the poll schedule released by the party's national returning officer and MP K. Lakshman, nominations can be filed between 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. The whole election process will take place at the party headquarters in New Delhi. We have more from our correspondent.
As per the election schedule, scrutiny of nomination papers will be conducted between 4 p.m. and 5 p.m., followed by the withdrawal of nominations, which will remain open until 6 p.m. this evening. After the completion of the nomination process, polling, if required, will take place tomorrow. The official announcement of the new BJP national president will be made on the same day. The BJP's national president is elected by an electoral college comprising representatives from the party's national council and state councils. At present, the post is held by Union Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda. Mr. Nadda was appointed as the BJP's National Working President in June 2019 and was later elected unopposed as Party President in January 2020, succeeding then Party President Amit Shah. Saklayan Akhtar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In a major success for security forces, six Maoists, including four women cadres, have been neutralized in an encounter in Bijapur district of Chhattisgarh. The operation was carried out by a joint team of the District Reserve Guard, Cobra, and Special Task Force, marking a significant blow to Maoist activities in the region. The slain Maoists have been identified as Dilip Bedja, Madhvi Kosa, Lucky Madkam, and Radha. The identification of the remaining two is still underway. Deputy Chief Minister Vijay Sharma said that with the elimination of Bedja, the national park area can now be considered almost free of Maoist presence. The government has issued strong rebuttals to misleading claims being made regarding the Viksit Bharat Ji Ramji Act, calling the opposition's criticism of the act factually incorrect and misleading. It noted that the Viksit Bharat Ji Ramji Act 2025 guarantees at least 125 days of wage employment to every rural household. It said that claims about the right to work being taken away are politically motivated. The government further underlined that the act says that employment must be provided within 15 days, failing which unemployment allowance is mandatory. Responding to concerns on agricultural season restrictions, the government said that the 125-day employment guarantee remains fully intact. The 86th All India Presiding Officers Conference, AIPOC, will begin at Uttar Pradesh Vidhan Sabha in Lucknow today. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will address the inaugural session. During the conference, the presiding officers, secretaries and distinguished representatives will hold wide-ranging discussions on legislative procedures, parliamentary traditions and conduct of the House, good governance and current legislative issues. Speaker of the Uttar Pradesh Legislative Assembly, Satish Mahana, will deliver the welcome address. Deputy Chairman of Rajya Sabha Harivansh and Leader of Opposition in Uttar Pradesh Legislative Assembly, Mata Prasad Pandey, will also address the distinguished gathering on the occasion. Home Minister Amit Shah has extended greetings to personnel of the National Disaster Response Force, NDRF, on the raising day today. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that the NDRF has become the pillar of trust the nation relies on during calamities. The minister added that the response force plays a significant role in realizing the government's resolve to build a disaster-resilient country. He further saluted the martyrs who sacrificed themselves for the safety of others. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to the morning news. U.S. President Donald Trump has invited Prime Minister Narendra Modi to be part of the Board of Peace that will work towards bringing lasting peace to Gaza. U.S. President has sent a letter to Mr. Modi in this regard, which was shared on the social media by U.S. Ambassador to India, Sergio Gore. We have a report.
In his letter, Mr. Trump said it is his great honor to invite the Prime Minister to join him in an effort to solidify peace in the Middle East and, at the same time, to embark on a bold new approach to resolving global conflict. The US President unveiled the board as part of the second phase of a ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas in the Gaza Strip. In October, Israel and militant group Hamas agreed to Trump's peace plan. Mr. Trump's Board of Peace is being projected by Washington as a new international body to usher in peace and stability in Gaza and beyond. In his letter to Mr. Modi, Trump mentioned his September 29 announcement about a comprehensive plan to end the Gaza conflict as well as his 20-point roadmap to bring peace to the Middle East. The 20-point plan includes making Gaza a de-radicalized, terror-free zone that does not pose a threat to its neighbors. Ashish Abraham, Akashwani News, Delhi.
United Arab Emirates President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan will pay an official visit to India today at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The visit is expected to provide an opportunity for the two leaders to further advance the India-UAE Comprehensive Strategic Partnership and exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. We have more from our correspondent.
Sheikh Mohammed is visiting India at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and this is his third official visit to the country since becoming the UAE president and his fifth visit in the past decade. The trip builds on recent high-level exchanges, including visits by Abu Dhabi Crown Prince Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan in 2024 and Dubai Crown Prince and UAE Deputy Prime Minister Sheikh Hamdan bin Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum in 2025. The visit comes as India and UAE seek to expand cooperation on trade, investment, defense and energy, reflecting strong and growing economic ties underpinned by frameworks such as the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement. The talks are expected to cover regional and global issues of mutual interest, including developments in West Asia, where India and the UAE share a high degree of convergence. Vinod Kumar, Akashwani News, Dubai.
Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Affairs Minister of Poland, Radoslaw Sikorski, will meet External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar in New Delhi today. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that engagements of Mr. Sikorski are focused on furthering the strategic partnership between India and Poland. Mr. Sikorski is on a 3-day visit to India. World Economic Forum will begin at Davos in Switzerland today. More than 3,000 global leaders are attending the 56th annual meeting. Over 100 CEOs are in the Swiss town, along with a large government delegation, to take part in the five-day talk fest. Union ministers, including Ashwini Vaishnaw, Prahlad Joshi, K. Ramamohan Naidu, are expected to participate and also hold bilateral meetings, while chief ministers of Maharashtra, Andhra Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Assam and Jharkhand will showcase their respective states for prospective investors. There are pavilions of various state governments as well, including Karnataka, Uttar Pradesh, Kerala and Telangana. In Iran, 5,000 people, including 500 security personnel, have been killed in the protests that gripped the country this month, an Iranian official said. The toll is the highest yet cited by the government source for the nationwide protest that shook Iran's establishment. The Iranian official has blamed Israel and armed groups abroad for the high number of people killed. Protests erupted in Tehran after the rial, Iran's currency, crashed on December 28. Demonstrations quickly snowballed into a broader anti-government movement calling for the fall of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. At least 21 people have been killed and dozens more injured following a collision between two high-speed trains in southern Spain last evening. According to the rail network operator, the incident happened near the town of Adamuz, when a high-speed train derailed and crashed into a neighboring track. A second train traveling in the opposite direction also derailed. Emergency services said at least 73 people were seriously injured as rescue crews continue to remove people trapped in the derailed carriages. In men's cricket, New Zealand defeated India by 41 runs in the third ODI in Indore last night. With this, the Black Caps clinched the three-match series 2-1. Daryl Mitchell was adjudged as the player of the match and the player of the series as well. In the series decided played yesterday, India could score only 296 runs in 46 overs while chasing a target of 338 runs set by New Zealand. Virat Kohli scored his 85th international century, but the men in blue struggled to keep up after losing 4 wickets in just 13 overs. Earlier put into bat first, the visitors posted 337 for 8 in the stipulated 50 overs. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast dense fog conditions over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh and Punjab for today. Similar conditions are expected over Uttar Pradesh, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim. The weather agency also predicted cold wave conditions over Himachal Pradesh till tomorrow. According to IMD, a gradual rise in minimum temperatures by about 2 to 3 degrees Celsius is expected over East India during the next 3 days. In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, tonight at 9:30 p.m., we'll bring an insightful discussion on employees' enrollment scheme paving way to social security for all with Ramesh Krishnamurthy, Central Provident Fund Commissioner. During the program, listeners can dial the telephone number 011-2331-4444 and ask questions related to employees' enrollment, security, benefits, etc. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Nishit. News of Prime Minister Modi launching multiple development projects in Assam and West Bengal is carried prominently by all the leading dailies. Trump invites Modi to be part of Board of Peace to oversee Gaza is the headline in the Indian Express. Jolted by Trump over tariff threats, UK-EU nations vow unity is the top story in Hindustan Times. For Republic Day parade, multi-layered security in place at Kartavya Path in Delhi, reports the Pioneer. As suspense over Mumbai mayor continues, Fadnavis dismisses rumours of dispute, according to the Statesman. And finally, 4.4 crore take holy dip in Sangam on Mauni Amavasya, reports the Times of India. And with that, it's back to you, Nishit.
Thank you, Renu. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches development projects worth over 830 crore rupees and flags off 3 Amrit Bharat Express trains in West Bengal. Filing of nominations for election to BJP's national president to take place today. 6 Maoists, including 4 women cadres, killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district of Chhattisgarh. US President Donald Trump invites Prime Minister Narendra Modi to join Board of Peace to bring lasting peace to Gaza. UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan to visit India today. And in men's cricket, New Zealand beat India by 41 runs in the third ODI to clinch the series 2-1. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.